This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, another hour here for us to share. We're all about sharing. One of the things people share with me in their communication with me is how they like the fact that this program is very consistent. It's consistently unpredictable. That's good. And sort of in your face in a sweet way, because we have the sweetness of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and of course I am, if nothing else, sweet. My name is Doug Steffen. Welcome to the DJV approach to looking at the world with one eyebrow up, kind of like The Rock does. You ever see that expression on The Rock's face? He does it in almost every movie. There's one place in every movie where he lifts his eyebrow.
From his wrestling career.
Must have been, during the wrestling. The magnitude of the earthquake in Mexico City was 7.1. However, in 1985, there was an earthquake that was 8 on the Richter scale. Does anybody know what that means? What does the magnitude on the Richter scale mean? The number represents the total energy released in an earthquake. The energy released is determined by how much rock moves and how far it goes. You see how I cleverly went from a discussion of The Rock to talking about rocks. Did you notice that, ladies? Did you see what I was doing there?
Very clever.
It's your geology segment, yeah.
Yeah. You don't sound too enthused about it. All right, let's keep moving here. The 8 is much more terrifying than the 6 because it's the amount of energy that is released, and it's so much greater. What was the Northwood? Northridge. I always do Northwood. Northridge was
Northridge.
What, 7?
6.7.
6.7. And look at the damage. I remember being there, the week after or something. But the magnitude 8, the energy, the seismic energy released, increases with one number. In other words, a 6 is 32 times stronger than a 7. The other way around. 7 is 32 times stronger than a 6. A magnitude 8 releases 1,000 times more energy than a magnitude 6. And it usually is over a much wider area. So I'm looking at a report from some seismologists. This may be dry. I don't know. This material is dry. I just found it fascinating to understand how the Richter scale works. And so a magnitude 8.2, which is the strongest earthquake that probably could hit Southern California on a San Andreas fault, would be 178 times more energy than the 6.7 Northridge earthquake. All right, you want to contemplate that, Jennifer?
It's hard to imagine.
An 8.2 would be 178 times stronger than the 6.7 that hit Northridge. And I remember seeing pictures of remember the highways? That's what really got me. The pictures after the...
Remember the police officer who went over the highway?
Yeah.
During the earthquake. It was on the 118 interchange and fell right off.
Yeah.
What year was this?
1984. I always say 84. Okay. It was 94. Yep. So the situation, this brings it sort of back to Mexico City, but again, because we all have connections to Southern California, I don't think there is. This has been going on, by the way, the entire history of the planet. And the reason that North America looks the way it does, and South America looks the way it does, and Central America looks the way it does, and Europe and Africa, is because these earthquakes that have been happening as the plates mature, I guess that's the best way of looking at it, as the plates mature, as what's underneath, most people have no idea about the core of the planet or of any planet. You know, we look at the sun and we see the heat that comes out of that. The heat that comes from the core of the earth, can you imagine the compression the amount, if you go down 20, well, actually it's 12,000 miles would be the core of the Earth. So you're going down 12,000 miles, and it's all, it's like a constant volcano. It's molten, and the stuff that comes out of when the plates shift, and it doesn't manifest itself as an earthquake, it manifests itself as a volcano. But it's the same thing going on. The plates are moving. The Earth is constantly changing. So, you know, the old story, California is liable to break off and float out to sea someday. Well, in fact, that probably will happen. It may be millions of years before it does. But when we come back here in maybe a billion years and look around, the planet will not look anything like it does today. Because a billion years ago, it didn't look anything like it does now. Africa and South America used to be one. And look at how over the billions of years, it separated out at its closest on the coast, the eastern coast of South America, about 1,800 miles off of the closest point in Africa. Imagine that, that the plates have moved the planet that much over its history. And so when we, oh, what's going on with the Earth? What's going on with the Earth is what's gone on with the Earth for billions of years. It's just we don't have a lot of people living in these circumstances. And so, you know, there are no records of what went on, really, other than what the Earth preserves on its own. But I find it fascinating. Maybe I'm going off too long on this, but I just find it fascinating to contemplate how powerful Mother Nature is. We've all been talking about how powerful these storms are and things like that. This huge, huge dynamic electrical power in Mother Nature, if you want to refer to the planet Earth that way. And so, anyway, I made an observation. Anybody care to comment on my observation?
You covered it. Yeah. Hmm. You got it. You got it.
Was it interesting, or did I go too long? Okay.
If you have to ask the question.
Well, but I think sometimes when I talk about airplanes, you guys all think I go too far. Or when I talk about...
Well, when it's like nuts and bolts of the engine, we tend to take a nap a little.
Really?
A little
nap. That was, but the earthquake thing wasn't new. But
No. That was only airplane talk.
Okay, so here, speaking of that, it's 13 and change past the hour, DJB show. Speaking of nuts and bolts, thank you, Victoria. It's a great way to introduce a discussion of those balance of nature products, the fruits and veggies that they have developed that I've been talking about. And now people are... So it's taken me a while to break through the clutter, I think, because this is a concept that's fairly easy to understand. We all need to eat our fruits and veggies, right? There are some fruit and veggie pills that claim they can take the place of the whole foods that you're not including in your diet. That's not the claim here. The claim is that this is a supplement that is doing what supplements are supposed to do. They supplement. Because pretty much all of you are not eating enough fruits and veggies. Jennifer, do you eat 9 different fruits and veggies a day?
Nope.
All right. Victoria, do you eat 9 to 11 servings of veggies and fruits a day?
No, not even close.
Kara, do you eat 9 to 11 servings? Well, she's going to say, yeah, just to be here.
I'm going to say no because I'm an honest person.
Ah, okay. So we all know that that's what we're supposed to do, though, right? Don't we all know that? That's what the doctors all say. In order for us to be our healthiest, we need to consume 9 to 11 servings of these fruits and vegetables every single day, and we don't. So that's where balance of nature comes in. Compared to eating less than one portion of fruits and vegetables, the risk of death by any cause is reduced by 14% eating 1 to 3 portions of vegetables, 29% for 3 to 5 portions, and 36% for 5 to 7 portions, 42% for 7 or more. So you're helping yourself to longevity. That's basically what's going on with a balance of nature capsules, the supplements that I'm suggesting you get on board with. It's pretty easy to do that. Go to balanceofnature.com. And tell them that you are right in there where it says promo code, write in DJV. And you get the first month's supply of these fruits and vegetable capsules from Balance of Nature free. That's it. We're not claiming, I'm not saying that this is going to be the be-all and end-all, but it gives you a leg up, especially if you are like the three ladies here and me. I don't eat. Well, that's probably not true. I probably do have that much fruits and vegetables. Yesterday, I had, I don't want to be the, you know, goody-goody guy here, but I guess I am, because I have blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, grapes. I have melons.
I'm still waiting to hear about a vegetable.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I had broccoli. Let's see. What did we have last night? I had broccoli and squash last night and quinoa, I think.
I don't think that's a vegetable.
Isn't quinoa a vegetable? What is it?
No, it's like grain.
It's like rice.
I think there's a chorus here. Anyway, by the time you spent 3 months on this program, your immune system will be up over 720%. That's what you want, a supercharged immune system, courtesy of Balance of Nature, all the fruits and vegetables in those capsules. The first month is free at balanceofnature.com, code DJV. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's a story about Jeffrey Metzger, who is the guy that runs KB Homes, largest home builder in the country. He apparently ranted at Kathy Griffin on his own personal web, or his own personal, what's this, and has had his annual bonus cut.
Uh-oh.
That was pretty funny.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
I guess I was confused because that's not on the list of things that we were playing.
I like to mix things up a little bit.
Okay. It made me sound like I'm foolish and don't know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
That's am I the one who does that?
In this case, perhaps, Shania Twain signed on to do a TV singing competition series in Toronto. She joins singer Fergie and Ryan Tedder from One Republic. The show is called The Launch, 6-part talent search series. Man, is there any end to these things?
Nope.
Good God.
I'm surprised these are three big names in music. I can't believe they're not on the new American Idol.
Are they all Canadians? Fergie Canadian?
Fergie's not, is she?
No. I don't think Ryan Tedder is either.
I wonder why they're doing a Canadian. All the good ones here are
Everything's shot
occupied
in Toronto, so.
By The Voice. Not these reality shows where they got to have an American audience. They're shot. Most of them actually are shot at the CBS Television Center because it has the largest stage.
Well, I just mean everything on TV seems to be dramas and everything are all shot.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff being shot in Vancouver and in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right about that. Yep. Anyway. Now, see, this sounds more like it. This is the Shania I know and like, although I do like that song you just played, Kara. Thanks a lot.
Well, okay, this song, when did Forever and Always come out? Probably like 15
ago, right?
Years
a
ago.
Long.
So, yeah, that other song is her brand new one. So I think her voice just sounds a little bit different now.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a great pop song, too. All right, so Shania Twain on Canadian TV. That's story number one here in the Musical Focus. Every hour we have time for some musical interludes because that's such an important part of our lives, music is. Don Williams passed away. Memorial service for him will be held next Wednesday in Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame. He was inducted there in 2010. He died a couple of weeks ago, 78, known as the Gentle Giant. He had 57 country songs that charted.
Wow.
Between 1972 and 1992, including 17 number ones. Wow. 45 top tens. That's quite a record. Service at the CMA Theater begins at 4 in the afternoon, open to family, friends, music industry personnel, that sort of thing. But I think this is the kind of country music that I really like. Let's crank this up a little.
Together, together, keeping each other satisfied.
There's so much of this stuff. This is from the Eddie Arnold era of country music. Same kind of stuff. I find this appealing. Maybe it's because I cut my teeth. First job I ever had on the radio was to play country and western music. It was called country and western. It was called the Double T Roundup. That was the name of the show.
That's
cute. Yeah. So, WTTF, the call letters. 28 after the hour here.
Maybe someday I will ride.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is right there. Dougie, however, has stepped away. He'll be back in just a few moments. Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, D.C. at our network, Radio America. And ladies, it is time, even if Dougie's not here, it's time to do some sports news. Because let's be honest,
he's not really involved in sports anyway.
We're the ones that know about the sports.
Right.
All right. So a big story over the last several days has been Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez back in the headlines again. You remember him. He's a New England Patriots tight end, also a convicted murderer. He was 27 when he committed suicide back in April. Well, now researchers have taken his brain and they did a scan. The brain scan came as a surprise, even to researchers who have been studying the relationship between brain disease and deaths of professional football players. Apparently, his brain showed he had such a severe form of CTE, which is a degenerative brain disease, that the damage was akin to that of players well into their 60s. Again, Aaron Hernandez, 27, at the time of his death. The lawyer for his family announced in the findings on Thursday the most severe case they had ever seen in some someone his age. Now, this has been found in a lot of NFL players. We've been hearing about this. Will Smith did a movie about the concussion problem with the NFL. I believe 99% of all football players have CTE already. And of course, the family wanted to see if Aaron Hernandez was one of these people, because he went on not only this, this spree where he was convicted of killing someone, but when he hung himself, there was all sorts of drama surrounding his death. Well, now his fiance, or former fiance, Shayana Jenkins, said that Aaron Hernandez killed himself as a result of this severe CTE he was suffering from during his career, and she's suing the Patriots, Victoria and Kara, and the league for keeping him in the dark about the brain disease. She filed the lawsuit in Massachusetts on behalf of the daughter that she has.
I didn't know they had a daughter together.
Aaron. I did not either. So this even adds another element of tragedy to the story.
Yeah.
She cited the study results that were compiled by Boston University's CTE Center, and she said that his stage 3 CTE is stage 4. It was the worst, again, seen in players at the median age of 67, and she claims the NFL and the Patriots knew about this link between suicidal impulses and CTE. We've seen this. We've heard these tragic stories before where players suffering with CTE have killed themselves. They've killed members of their family, and she claims that the NFL and the Patriots were really aware of the damage. So this story will continue to make news. I mean, there's so much drama and heartache that surrounds the death of Aaron Hernandez, and now finding out about his CTE in this lawsuit, the intrigue continues.
So here's my question. If the NFL knew that he had concussions, he would have to know that he was also getting concussions, right? Because he's the one that they were happening to.
Oh, sure.
So they can't find out about CTE until someone's dead. So it's not like the NFL knew that he was suffering from CTE or anything. But it's just, it's curious to me, because he was a grown man, he was an adult who was playing football of his own volition. So is that really the NFL and the Patriots' fault that he kept playing if he knew he was continually getting injured?
I think knowing you have concussions is one thing,
but not knowing
the CTE is such a prevalent problem. And the NFL, you know, all signs seem to be pointing to the fact that they have known for a while about this. And then the Will Smith movie, which I don't even know how many years ago that came out now, but the doctor whom Will Smith plays in real life has a new book that just came out not long ago, and he said basically he has turned over his findings to the NFL a long time ago, and that they knew.
And they just don't care.
And they it's money.
Well, they cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. The NFL, and actually, I think that both of you are right here. I think that the NFL obviously knows about the danger of CTE, and they probably try to brush it under the rug as much as they possibly can, because it's bad publicity for the league that's already suffering. I mean, we've heard the stories again this season where ratings are down, sponsorship money is down, and I'm sure that causes the NFL to panic a bit. That being said, there's still no excuse for not demonstrating personal responsibility. If you know you're getting hurt, obviously it's your choice to continue playing or to step away. And I also don't think that we should pin the murder of someone on the NFL or the Patriots. I don't know how fair that is.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that's taking it too far. But I guess his fiance, former fiance, is probably making the case that the murder that he was convicted of, that he was serving a life sentence for before the double homicide, which he was acquitted, that I'm sure must be connected as well to the CTE. And I'm sure they're going to make some sort of a case and try to lump that all in together. This is going to be a big legal precedent. However this goes, this could change the NFL.
Okay, also making news in sports, two big, actually really important stories in the sports world, not only Aaron Hernandez, but over the last several days, there's been a lot of talk about netting at Major League Baseball parks. And ladies, we remember the images from, I think it was last Wednesday's game, the Twins versus the New York Yankees, where a player was at bat, hit, I think, 105-mile-per-hour line drive right into the stands, and it hit a young girl smack in the head. Now, the girl's going to be okay, but this has started the debate off on netting again in Major League Baseball parks, right, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Yankees, as a New Yorker, I'm sort of a Yankee fan. I think we all kind of are a little bit. But I'm very upset with the Yankees because they have admitted that they don't have netting anywhere. Other ballparks have netting at least around the dugouts, but the Yankee Stadium has nothing. And they said the reason that they don't have anything is because they were just talking about putting netting up, and the box, the the people in the box seats who had, you know, season tickets and had the VIP boxes, they said it would obstruct their view. And so the Yankees listened and didn't want complaints and didn't want people, I guess, not buying season tickets. So once again, money ruled over common sense and safety. And now Todd Frazier, who was at bat when this happened, you know, this poor guy is racked with guilt, and a young child was seriously injured. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's going to start a much larger debate.
Yeah, I have no problem, and I make no bones about it. When I go to baseball games, and I love it, you know, aside from hockey, baseball and hockey are my two favorite sports, so I find myself at a baseball game or two every season, and it is one of the fears that sit with me during that entire game. I'm constantly looking where the ball is, because those things come at you fast, and it would just like me to be, like, you know, engaged in a conversation and whammo, knocked out and, you know, laying in on the concrete for a little while. So
yeah.
I think it's a real concern, and who cares about the view if you are keeping people safe? I mean, there's an element of personal responsibility to this story too, but please, I mean, this is a young girl who was hit by this pitch.
I've only sat in the nosebleeds at baseball games because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay that much money, and I'm up there, and no lie, I've been hit in the face with a lot of things over the course of my life, so I'm sure
I'm not a ball.
That's another story for another time.
No, but I'm terrified of that too, even when I'm really far up, because they still come pretty fast when you're up there. So I always say, if I ever see a ball coming anywhere near me, I'm ducking under the seats and someone else can try and catch it. But I just, you know, when you're that close up and you're a little kid, you've got no chance.
Yeah. Right. And speaking of hockey, though, Jen, you know, I go to a lot of Ranger games, and, you know, I think a while ago, hockey decided, okay, enough with the pucks flying into the audience and hitting people, because it became a problem. Now, they don't go at 105 miles per hour, but still, the hockey puck can do some damage. So I think that, you know, the NHL has taken a lot of responsibility, and, yeah, sometimes the view is a little obscured or obstructed, but, like, you know, come on, this is safety. It has to be the first priority.
Sure. Better than a puck to the hen. All right.
Yep.
Sports news, lots to think about. And of course, you can chime in. We are on social media and ready to hear from you on Twitter at DJ V-Show. You can find us on Facebook as well. Or you can always, always contact us individually on Twitter at Jennifer Horn at On Air Victoria. So you can look for us there too. Now, true confession time, ladies. How many of you have enjoyed an oyster in your time?
Oh, I love oysters.
Do you?
I think I'm the only one here, but I'm obsessed with oysters.
Kara, do you like oysters? Have you ever had one?
They're so slimy and gross.
The only time I eat oysters is if I'm, like, at a client dinner and somebody goes, oh, that's a great idea. Let's order the oysters. And then you're just, like, shoved
into it. And then you suck one
down. The last time I did it, this is actually very funny, and just a year and a half ago or so, the last time I did it, there were pre-meal cocktails going on. And so, of course, it's a great idea to order oysters. So the oysters come to the table, and I don't know what they did to this particular version. I will not name the restaurant. I will protect the restaurant. But I took one, and literally I could not actually swallow it down.
Oh.
It kept coming back up. I was gagging in my mouth at the table.
God.
And it was like sliding down, and then it slid back up again and slid down. And I thought, if I don't get rid of this thing, I'm going to blow at the table. So I did that. Like this, and coughed it into my napkin.
Oh.
Forgot about it, was animatedly, as I will, talk with my hands during dinner, and I flopped my napkin out to the side, and the oyster came flying out.
Oh. You had like a pretty woman moment.
All right, the reason we talk about oysters is that they're apparently another reason not to eat the little slimy creatures. Apparently these oysters have herpes. That's right. There is a lethal strain of herpes virus that is threatening Pacific oysters, which, by the way, is the world's most popular and valuable oyster species. This is according to Smithsonian Magazine. It's herpes virus 1, and it's got oyster experts concerned, saying it's almost certain the virus will spread throughout our globally connected world. Now, humans can't get this virus if you eat an infected oyster, but apparently these oysters are doing lots of kissing and commingling and passing around the herp.
Jeez, the herp. Well, you know, it's interesting. They say that so far, I guess it's in one bay in California, Tomales Bay.
Figures.
I don't know where that is, but they say that's where they found it, and it has not hit open waters yet, but they're really panicking, because once this hits open waters, I mean, this decimated Australia's, they had something like 80 to 100% of the oysters were killed off in Australia and Tasmania, and in France, they had another huge outbreak. Millions and millions of oysters have been affected by this, and oysters, you know, can't just, like, swim away and protect themselves, so it's kind of a big deal. On the East Coast, they think they're more delicate, actually, because they're cultured and they're grown here. And in the on the West Coast,
like
they're just more naturally. Yeah, they're just more natural on the West Coast. So I think they're a little more vulnerable. But yeah, as an oyster lover, and I love West Coast oysters. I always start with the East Coast because they're less salty or briny, and then I end with the West whenever I do like a dozen oysters. But now I may think twice. Even if you can't get the herp from it, I don't know. It's a little scary.
It's a scary thing. All right, it's a DJV show at 46 minutes past the hour.
Opioid addiction is not just an urban problem, as you'll hear today on the Farm Journal Report.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This 2-DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
The Trump administration considers opioid use in this country to be a national emergency. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
According to the authoritative New England Journal of Medicine, we're seeing more availability, higher purity, and lower price. Those are three bad trends.
The opioid concern in rural America is not a new one. When Tom Vilsack was Secretary of Agriculture under President Obama, it was on the radar then.
The other compounding fact in rural areas is the lack of treatment. There are just not that many treatment facilities in rural areas. It's sometimes difficult for a small county hospital to have the kind of personnel.
Even prescription drugs containing opioids can lead to problems, according to Dr. Ken Yeager with the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center.
So those who work on farms have a tendency to hurt themselves, you know, pull backs, what have you, strained muscles. And we need to be very aware and very cautious of the impact of opiate medication and the addictive nature of opiate pain medicines.
Sources at the Centers for Disease Control report that opioid overdoses kill 91 Americans every day. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at FarmJournalAgTech.com. That's FarmJournalAgTech.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Time for us to focus on your automobile. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com is here. We're going to focus on buying a new car and a used car. What are the best tips that Nick has to strike the best deal when we continue here with Our Auto Expert? Negotiating might not be the best way to save you money at the car dealership. It may be all about your timing. Let's listen to Rick Rogers explain how this all works.
Timing your next car purchase correctly can often mean saving thousands of dollars. But when is the right time to buy? Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has a few timing tips that'll help you secure the best possible price for your next vehicle.
Of course, everyone's heard that the end of the month is best, and that can be true, but for even more savings, consider buying your vehicle at the end of any period, including the end of the quarter or even the end of the year, as dealerships are looking to meet sales quotas.
Another tip is buying a car at the end of the day. That can sometimes yield a better deal because employees want to get things wrapped up and head home and maybe a little bit more flexible on the negotiated price.
Lastly, if you aren't the type of person who needs the latest and greatest, consider getting a vehicle from the previous model year. New model year vehicles will start to come out in the fall, and dealerships will usually offer heavy discounts on older models to free up space on their lot.
For more money-saving tips, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from AutoTrader.
All right, so Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. When you're buying a new car, is timing important? What do you advise people who come to you? You must get that as one of the main questions that you get asked. When do I buy a new car, and what tips do you have when it comes to price and that sort of thing?
Well, first of all, Doug, you don't want to buy an SUV coming into the fall season, because, of course, everybody looks at when they buy a car in the fall, looks for SUVs, because that's when the weather tends to get worse and we're looking for bigger all-wheel drive vehicles. The same thing is, it's good to buy, if you want a convertible, it's often good to buy coming into the fall, because all those guys that have enjoyed them over the summer are looking to dump them for great prices. But on a scale of buying a new car, you look at when auto companies are looking to unload a lot of their models. For instance, coming into September, October is when car companies are trying to flush out their 2017 models around Labor Day, and so they're doing massive price cuts. For instance, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck in the fall, and the same towards the end of the year when all those car companies are looking to hit their sales goals for the end of the year, coming up to the changeover for January 1st, that's also a great time to buy. So you can time your purchase by when car companies are looking to unload their vehicles.
All right. Now, by the same token, what advice do you have for people who are buying used cars? Do you shop? Do you go to different dealers? Do you make up your mind what kind of money you're going to spend? How does buying a used car differ from buying a new car?
Well, the first thing is, it's always a good thing to look at what we call lease returns, and that's when people have had their car for around a year. And that tends to be constant throughout the year to buying a used car. People lease their vehicles over usually 1 to 3 years. You can actually lose a lot of the people will pay down their vehicle for the first year, and so you can lose that money that you might, you can gain all that extra money you might lose from driving a car off the lot in somebody who's actually owned it for a year and paid all that money out. So a lot of times is leases don't tend to have the fluctuations that new cars do, but at the same time, you can actually save yourself about a year's worth of payments if you buy something that's been on lease for 1 to 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I do, frankly. I've been, as I think I told you, driving Range Rovers for a long time. I have only once bought a new one. Rest of them are all used. Either they were one of the executive cars, but now what I really do is look for one that's 2 years old and then take a 2 years, a two-year-old vehicle, keep it for 2 years, and try to get it back to them when it's around 50,000 miles.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And I will tell you, too, that you can often go into a dealership and they will take those lease returns and they will put a dealer mark of approval on it, so you can get it certified, and it will often come with a 1, 2, 3, or 5 year dealer guarantee that they will take care of that vehicle as if it was new. And that's often a good thing to do. Plus, of course, for things like some of the Japanese or Korean brands, you can still get that 100 mile 10 year warranty on the vehicle. Be great, right, if it was 100 years, and that also transfers from owner to owner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, would be good if it was 100 years. But who has no fun? I love to drive, and I love cars. It wouldn't be any fun to have a car for 100 years. Keeping it for 1 or 2 years is a stretch for me. All right, there it is, the overview. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. Helpful information when it comes to your car. This is the place for great information, rautoexpert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.